Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome one and all to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Hope you guys watched. Last night was the Oscar ceremony. I want to congratulate my good friend and fellow Strike Force 5 member Jimmy Kimmel, who did a great job hosting. And I got to congratulate Oppenheimer, which took home so many awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor. And they're telling me I got to wrap it up. My wife, Evie, I love you. I'll see you, Sid. Kids go to bed. Chris Nolan, we did it! Don't look at the back of my suit, I broke it. Last night's ceremony had many fun moments, like Ryan Gosling singing I'm Just Ken, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito reuniting, and John Cena presenting best costume in the buff. It's a good thing he held onto that card, because we might have seen his maestro, if you know what I'm saying. His poor thing, if you catch my drift. His Oppen penis. But it turns out that, as much as it looked like it, Cena wasn't actually naked. He was wearing a skin-tone junk wrap. Which is good, I suppose, but it was embarrassing when Paul Giamatti wore the same thing to the after party. Looking good. Giamatti's looking good. Maybe the weirdest moment was the final category, Best Picture, when Al Pacino'd. Jim?
This is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that. And I will. Here it comes. And my eyes see Oppenheimer. Yes.
You got to imagine that he is nightmare at the deli counter. It's time for me to order my sandwich. There are 10 wonderful meats before me. Only one can go home to my tummy, and I have to go to the grocery list for that. And I will, and here it comes out of my pocket. And that is a tissue, and here it is, the real one, and my eyes see ham. A ham with a great ass. Yes, congratulations, ham. Now, watch as I pay entirely in dimes. Hoo-ah! Now... This weekend was also the unofficial kickoff of the general election, because we only got two candidates left, and they have starkly different messages. Biden's message is, vote for me because Trump is terrible. Trump's message is, vote for me because I am terrible. Here's Trump on Saturday mocking the speech impediment Joe Biden has had since childhood.
Two nights ago, we all heard Crooked Joe's angry, dark, hate-filled rant of a state of the Union address. Wasn't it? Didn't it bring us together? Remember, he said, I'm going to bring the country together.
Wow. You You really want to go there? First of all, Biden didn't stutter like that. Second, if you want to make this a word talking contest, you're one of the weirdest speakers in human history. Here's Trump later in that same speech saying something.
They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference against Joe Biden's top and only political appointment, a guy named me. It's a guy named me.
Can he not remember his own name at this point? Maybe that's why he puts his name on all of his buildings. Nice to meet you. I'm Trump. And this... this is my beautiful wife, Panera. It is that level of communication that has many questioning his mental fitness, but what some called brain damage, he calls brain advantage.
You know, the fake news will say, oh, he goes from subject to... No, that's, you have to be very smart to do that. You got to be very smart. It's called, you know what it is? It's called spot checking. You're thinking about something when you're talking about something else, pop, 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 and then you get back to the original, and they go, holy did you see what he did? That's something. It's called intelligence.
Yes. It's called intelligence. Look no further than Einstein's famous equation, E equals bop, 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 holy but squared? Squared? But if being constantly distracted makes you smart, I'd like to congratulate America's next Nobel laureate, my dog, Benny. He's incredible. He'd be focused on food, then squirrel, then doorbell on TV. It's bark, 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 bark. It's called intelligence. At this point, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Not you. At this point, Trump isn't even trying to hide his awfulness. His critics accuse him of being a wannabe dictator, so what does he do? He sits down with Hungarian dictator and elephant seal barking for a trout, Viktor Orban. Orban went down to Mar-a-Lago on Friday for an official fake state visit with the not president. Orban's a bad guy. In the last decade, he has weakened the institutions of democracy, eroded the legal system, and eliminated effective opposition. Did you ever know that you're my hero for trying to end democracy? I can fly higher than an eagle, 'cause you are the wind beneath my whale. It's a little lower. I can be a little low.
A little low. You got it.
A little low. Let's take that again. It's no surprise that Trump invited Orban to Mar-a-Lago for an all-you-can-smooch butt-kiss buffet, because he loves him some dictator, and he always has. According to new interviews with former National Security Advisor John Bolton and former Chief of Staff John Kelly, the Trump administration's Statler and Waldorf. According to John Kelly in private, how do I put this delicately? Trump loves Hitler. In fact, Trump told Kelly, well, Hitler did some good things. And the category is phrases that should end your candidacy and or birthday party. Can I see Hitler did some good things? It is the number one answer. Let's see the rest. Yum, yum, human flesh. And I am RFK Jr. Now, Kelly bravely asked Trump which good things Hitler did. And Trump responded, well, Hitler rebuilt the economy. And that's the end of his story, as far as I know. I only read the first half of the book, love the mine, never got through the comp. Really?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, no, 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 no. No, I don't want your pity. Kelly had to give Trump a bit of a history lesson. After Trump expressed admiration for Hitler's military staff's loyalty, Kelly pointed out to him the German generals as a group were not loyal to him. In fact, tried to assassinate him a few times. Trump didn't know that. Really? So it turns out the Nazis had a bit of a dark side. Wow. Very hard to take this seriously. Trump also loves the modern-day strongman, according to Bolton. Trump likes that guys like Erdogan in Turkey get to put people in jail and you don't have to ask anybody's permission. That's called a dictatorship, sir. In a democracy, it can be hard to put even a guilty guy in jail. For instance, what's his name?
A guy named me.
There you go. There you go. There you go. So tired. Oh, the massive news over the weekend. You're going to love this, Lewis, because I know you're a royal watcher.
Of course.
Someone took a picture of Kate Middleton. Here's why it's kind of a big deal. Middleton had made no public appearances since she underwent abdominal surgery 2 months ago. That led to a lot of online speculation, including Kate Middleton is dead, and Kate Middleton is getting a divorce from Prince William, or maybe both. She's getting a divorce while dead. It's all in today's Sun. Zombie Kate spotted getting her groove back with Pete Davidson. Well, yesterday, the UK celebrated Mother's Day, or as they call it over there, bangers and mom. To celebrate and to quiet all these rumors, Kate released this picture. It's a beautiful shot of a mom and three happy kids, is what they want you to believe. Oh, yes, because after the photo dropped, it was pulled from several news outlets after editors noticed that the image had been manipulated. How dare they? The one thing we know about royalty is what you see is what you get. What's next? Are you going to tell us that the king isn't real? Here's what the experts noticed. Keen-eyed observers saw that Kate's zipper and hair were misaligned. Charlotte's hair had an artificial pattern, and a portion of Charlotte's sleeve is missing. These are all Photoshop errors, and not as many had assumed, the result of centuries of inbreeding. Today, no. I know it's hard for you, because you love the royal family. You're such a royal watcher. Today, Kate admitted that she had edited the photo, and to put this scandal to rest, the palace has released the original image of Princess Kate skateboarding over a tiger. Skateboarding, okay. Speaking of suspicious cover stories, a new Pentagon report has found no evidence of alien visits or hidden spacecraft, which could mean only one thing. They found evidence of alien visitors and hidden spacecraft. How do I know I know? The actual name of the Pentagon group that did the alien investigation is the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. We humans at the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office assure you aliens do not exist. For more information, please send us magnesium extracted from your bones. Or just send us your delicious, delicious bones. The report also allegedly debunks theories that the U.S. government and private companies had reverse-engineered extraterrestrial technology. Oh, really? Well, if we haven't reverse-engineered advanced alien tech, then how do you explain soft scrub? It's both smooth and abrasive. Only quantum technology beyond our understanding can fight toilet ring, hard water, and limescale stains. And there's no way humans came up with the slogan, cleans from the first wipe. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Kristen Stewart.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest tonight is an Oscar-nominated actress you know from the Twilight franchise, Clouds of Sils Maria, and Spencer. Her new film is Love Lies Bleeding.
Hey.
The machine's over there.
It's broken.
There you go.
You're Lou Langston's daughter.
So?
He's an old friend of mine. How is your old man?
My old man? He's a piece. We don't talk. Pretty sure his friends know that.
And your mom. Do you know where I could find her?
Why?
Just the talk. Well, I'll tell you what. When you're feeling more friendly, give us a call.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Kristen Stewart. Nice to see you again.
Same.
You look absolutely lovely. Thank you for being here.
Likewise. I'm like...
What? Take them. Take them. No, but seriously, you could take them because you're really fun to talk to. I really like talking to you. And I know you don't do talk shows that often. So I'd like to just... We want to talk about the film, but I want to push this aside for a second and just go, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, wow.
Let's have a rap session.
Free association.
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about. What's up? What's up?
Audience, people, me here, gouge. oh, man, what am I thinking about right now? I feel like I'm all over the place because I'm so excited that this movie's coming out and, like, stoked to talk to you about it and also prepping a movie that I'm going to direct and... It seems like I was prompted. It seems like...
That's what it's down here. Like, directing a movie. Directing a movie right there.
Well, I am also stoked to talk about your new movie.
Oh.
Love Lies Bleeding, the new film. It's a sort of genre-defying. It's a crime story. It's a love story. It's a family drama. How did the director, Rose Glass?
Yeah.
Rose Glass. How did she first sell you on the idea? Or how did she first approach you about this?
Well, she kind of approached me in her previous work. I watched St. Maud and just, like, fell head over heels for her as a filmmaker and wondered what she was up to next. And then she called me up because none of this is real simulation. I'm making it up. I was like, I've been thinking so much about you. And she was like, I just wrote a movie for you. And I was like, shut up.
Really? That's what happened?
Straight up. Yeah.
Oh.
So, so lucky. And she pitched it really funny. Like, she was like, my first movie was really successful, and I've been, you know, asked what I want to do next. And it's just really annoying. Everyone wants me to make, like, a strong female character movie. And so I just made a movie about a bodybuilder. And I was like, great! Like, it was just, like, the most... She was like, okay, so you want me to be strong. I'm just going to be kind of, like, a brat about it. And so we made a movie about really... a very weak, flaccid, kind of like smoking, internalized person that is then awoken by... the epitome of exuberance and strength, but then like...
A literal strong woman.
Literally.
Yes.
Yeah. But then that literal strong woman is kind of out of her mind and their projections take over and it becomes like a fever dream of like, does love destroy or does it build us up to be the best we can be?
Now, there was a lot of buzz about this Rolling Stone cover of yours. Now, before I show this cover... I just want you to know and the audience to know that I think it's a perfectly lovely cover.
Lovely.
We were asked by CBS not to show it. They thought that would be not a good idea
sure.
for us to show this. And I don't understand why, because there's the cover right there. I want to say that you look better in a jock strap than I ever did.
No.
But why do you think this upset a lot of people to see you in this? There are people losing their mind on X going, Rolling Stone turns Kristen Stewart into a man to push gender ideology on its readers.
God.
Why do you think people got upset about this?
well, okay, let's keep this light. I think it's a little, it's a little ironic because I feel like I've seen like a lot of male pubic hair on the cover of things. I've seen like a lot of hands in pants and like unbuttoned. I think there's a certain overt, acknowledgement of like a female sexuality that is, you know, has its own volition in a way that is annoying for people who are sexist and homophobic.
Well, I would also say that I've certainly seen more revealing covers on Rolling Stone or Sports Illustrated,
it's
for that matter.
Remotely I think, explicit.
No, yeah, I think that it also sort of violates like public expectations of female sexuality as opposed to how you're presenting it here.
Yes, because female sexuality isn't supposed to actually want anything but to be had.
Right.
And that feels like it's protruding in a way that might be annoying. But you.
The article revisits a
but I never will. Sorry.
Yeah. I think
that's
why they're
the
mad
problem.
At you.
Exactly. That's what I'm
well,
saying.
Somebody asked you out. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so glad I landed that.
Okay. Article reveals a surreal time in 2012 when Donald Trump attacked you on Twitter. Okay. You had this to say in the article in response to that. Would you mind reading this for America?
Oh,
are you
wow.
okay with that?
I love you.
Okay, great. This is what you say in the article about a former president.
I said, of course he had to weigh in on my tarring and feathering. It's like, what is this 20-year-old who has no idea about life doing to this man? And he's such a little baby and f*** you, bitch.
That's nice. That's nice. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Kristen Stewart. Everybody, stick around.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
And your fiancé, here we go. Here's you and your fiancé, Dylan Meyer. You have a production company together. Do you recommend working with your partner?
I definitely recommend for anyone who's so obsessed with their jobs and it is, like, personal for them to find someone that you don't have to, like, shield them from that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Were you nervous at all, though? Because a working relationship is not the same thing necessarily as a romantic or a loving relationship.
It's true. But my job is so personal. Like, I feel like I don't really have a job. Like, if I couldn't share with her and make with her and collaborate with her, I would do it with other people and we wouldn't be as close. Like, I need to have that. And she's so much better and cooler and smarter and hotter than me. Like, I literally am like, whoa, I'd like to steal your brain and put them together and make stuff. Yeah.
So what are you going to make? What do you want to make?
Like a bunch of movies, but not just ones about girls. It's so funny, man. Like, we get all these submissions, and it's just, like, purely, like, this is, I'm gonna lean right in. Every main character, like, hates guys, hates them so much. It's like, everything's, like, a very overtly feminist, and I think what we want to do is not that. What we would like to do is stop underlining the obvious and start sort of looking at adjacent perspectives, and not hanging a lantern on that. Like, stop marginalizing ourselves, you know? Like, let's tell the same stories, but from a skewed spot where we, you know, like, well-worn territory that actually hasn't been trodden on. You know what I mean? Like...
Sure. Women have just as many stories as men, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and, like, we like boys, too. A lot. Yeah.
Now, I know you've directed shorter work, but let's get back to this thing you were saying before, that you might be directing something soon. What is that? Can you tell us what that might be? Or do you know what that is?
I know what it is. I've known for a long time. I've actually been talking about it for a long time because I'm kind of just, like, I've open-booked my life. Like I said, ask me anything, I'll tell you. So I've been talking about this movie for probably, like, 6 or 7 years, potentially that long, which is wild. Good ones, and I don't know if it'll be good, but take a long time. This one has really kind of fought tooth and nail to have its own life. And we're going to go shoot it in Latvia, and Imogen Poots and Thora Birch is going to be in the movie. And I've just, like, grown up loving her so much. And we're casting and scouting, and it just has its own body and its own sort of will and blood, and the movie is, like, kind of taken over my life. And
well,
so
talking of incredibly talented women that you've worked with, here you are with Jodie Foster. Back in 2002, you and Jody were in the Panic Room together. And like you, she was a child actress and had great success, also directs, and is openly gay. Do you guys keep in touch?
Last night I was watching the Oscars, and when she pops up, the first 10 minutes of the Oscars, I was, like, emotionally exhausted 10 minutes into the show because of...
Kimmel's monologue?
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. I love him.
Sure, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Get in line.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous
I was
at
trying
all.
To make
Are
you jealous.
Jealous?
It didn't
Are
work
you
at
jealous?
All.
He's my friend.
Okay. I barely know him.
So,
crying,
Jody,
so sweet. Her face, like, I don't know what it is, man. There are certain people that you kind of, like, hold forever, dude. Like, it's not like we talk all the time, but...
What do you remember from doing Panic Room with her? Like, how old were you when you were doing Panic Room?
10.
She
actually threw me a birthday party when I turned 11 with, like, a mariachi band and was like, yeah, she was like, don't forget, you know, you're a kid. Like, I was so obsessed with being on set and, like, working and, like, not going to school and not doing all the right things. I was like, I will make movies until I die. And she was like, you should do anything but that. Because you're a real human being.
That's
and
lovely.
It felt protective and nice. And in retrospect, I understand, because anytime I see a kid on set, I'm like, how about college, man? Like, you want to, like, maybe direct movies? And you should explore all the options. Doesn't this... Man, what an incredible conversation.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
Kristen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
lovely
you.
To see you again. Love Lies Bleeding is in theaters now. Kristen Stewart, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.